This is a Wild Game Production podcast.
To Beyond Earth, another episode here dropping today. I am the Evil Dungeon Master, your host, and we're continuing along with our Palladium adventure here. The last time the group figured out where all... It sounded like someone was spray painting for a minute. I was kind of stopped.
What?
I don't know. It sounded like somebody was spray painting something. I don't know what that was, but they found all three locations to where they can find the pieces to put together for the... what the heck was the name of that tome? The Arcane Arcanum, Unraveling the Mysteries of Ley Lines, the book that Corey had discovered and read, detailing the steps to finding the cipher and putting it together for the ceremony to actually opening up a ley line rift back to the world, your previous world, hopefully. You don't know. But that's where we left off, and you guys were deciding you were probably going to head to Daggerbrook on the map, because that's the logical place. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's closest. And we do one big, giant fucking circle, and it's the circle of life.
Are we in Wayhall or West Moon?
Wayhall. We never went to West Moon.
Yeah, you never went to it, because you found the information you needed in Wayhall, and decided to just not bother going to West Moon, I guess.
I mean... That's the capital. The prince is there. If we go there, Jeff's going to piss the prince off and we all die. So we should just go to Daggerbrook.
Why is it Jeff's fault?
Usually is.
I mean, I'm just going off past.
Okay. So you just guys going to start heading down the road? Take the path?
I mean, I assumed we already got all our supplies and what we need.
Well, you were going to go in the morning because Jeff had to go pick up his armor from Rembrandt.
See? It's always Jeff, right, man.
Yeah, because the last note I had was Lee went to the cobbler shop and you guys owed him 10 credits in the morning to fix his armor to fit him correctly.
Well, yeah. All right,
well, then I guess we leave in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, so you wake up, have breakfast.
Yep. Most important meal of the day.
Yep. Even Corey's character has breakfast.
Yum, rations. Yum.
Everybody has the best breakfast in the world.
It's they got bacon. Yep. All you can eat bacon.
Yeah.
What? Does it give us a plus 20?
Bacon and beer.
No, it's beer bacon. That's what it is.
Oh, that sounds like it gives
us. I'm from Wisconsin. We would
anybody
do that.
That eats it gets a bonus, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
So everyone but Corey.
Yep, especially Corey's blank screen of blue and a circle.
Oh shit! Sorry.
We get a bacon bonus.
Bacon.
You just want to change your source.
Fiasco.
We'll wait while everybody puts their cameras on because everybody forgot. So
everybody,
we didn't forget. We were just so enthralled with the world building, Vince.
I was just waiting for everybody to start doing it.
Yeah, sure, Jeff. You just didn't want to. Never mind. So if you guys are going to take the road, that's just basically the main road there. It's not going to be a lot of things happening along the way. I'm just going to roll a couple times for random encounters, but they wouldn't be really like bad encounters. Just to see if there's anything interesting that'll pop up.
Wouldn't be bad encounters. Just horrible things could happen.
Wouldn't be bad encounters.
Only bad stuff happens to Jacob's character.
We all die.
Yeah.
There's no bad encounters, only opportunities for improvement.
Right. If one door closes, the next one opens, Sarah, right?
That's some real positive thinking.
What?
All right, well, you travel down the road. It's not that far of a... Let me get my map here. It's not that far because you're traveling the main road. And if you guys take some horses and stuff like that, it'd be fine. We'll just say that it goes... Horses? What?
I was going to say, can we afford horses?
You could rent a horse if you want.
We'll totally bring it back.
Right. Like, how many crimes do we need to commit now?
Rent-a-car representative come get you.
I mean, at this point, it's like any town we stay in just ends up hating us. So,
look, we take the horses, we kill the horses, we eat the horses, and then we take dumps in their bathrooms. We brought the horses back.
What?
Wait, the horses have bathrooms?
Yeah.
Possibly.
The good ones.
Interesting. All right, so you travel to Daggerbrook, and you make your way to Daggerbrook, the town. Let me just get my map here. Where is it? All right, so in this town of Daggerbrook, are you guys going to, since you traveled an entire day and a half pretty much to get there, time-wise, and it really wasn't that big of a trip, so you decided to go straight through.
Yeah.
You can stop in here. There's a tavern, there's a grocer, there's a butcher. There's actually a mortician in this town. No. There is a witch doctor in this town, which is surprising. There is a veterinarian in case the horses got sick.
There's a witch doctor, but yet I thought they didn't like magic here.
I know. Weird, right?
I'm the witch.
Weird.
That is weird.
There's a library here. There is a town registry. There's a jeweler. There's a trade post. Oh, there's a fish market. There's a daycare for children. There's a brewery. Yeah.
Very advanced of them.
Oh, yeah. There's actually even a post office here, too. And Jeff's favorite, there's a bathhouse.
Yeah.
And a brothel. Again.
Gloria's favorite.
They have all of the essentials.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Well, I'm going to go take a bath.
At the brothel.
The bath.
Is the bath the house the brothel?
Side by side.
I was going to say, they might be connected there.
That's what the town.
A bath and a brothel.
You want somebody to scrub your back?
Next?
Not very large, not large town, but it is that size. It's a decent sized town. So, what are you guys going to handle?
Only one wall is on the inside.
Yeah.
All right. I say we hit the taverns and then relax and head to the tomb of the nameless fire.
Pretty much, yeah. Because do we need any actual supplies? Should we ask the witch doctor about ley lines, maybe?
I would suggest that we definitely get supplies if we're looking for a cavern that we don't know where the location is.
We do. We got shown a general location on a map.
You got a kind of a location, yeah.
So
there.
Maybe the witch doctor knows exactly what we need.
Well, I don't know. We keep going around asking about magic stuff, and that seems to cause problems for us.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah,
that's the society we're in right now. I can't ask anything.
If you really want to, Jeff, feel free to go talk to the witch doctor. But I'm gonna go to the inn.
I have.
Jeff, it's your responsibility. About the witch doctor. It's your job now. It's been a point now.
The inn or the tavern is called the Bleeding Mummy.
Ooh.
So.
It's a name.
It's a hell of a name, isn't it?
All hail the random name generator.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you guys going to go into the tavern. Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we usually do.
So the guy behind the bar, so to speak, his name is Sarwin. He introduces himself. He has
how do you spell that?
Sarwin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to be a dick. I just
I know you're looking for really? Your notes.
How dare you ask for people's names?
And he's got a couple days stubble on his face. He looks like he's exhausted. When he's talking, you can see he's missing some teeth and stuff like that. And he's just like, oh, how can I help you guys? Yeah, I'm a little overwhelmed right now, but I'm always here for you. That's why I'm always here for my customers. What can I do for you?
We just need a room.
A room? Ah, you got it. Where's the book? Where he's like kind of confused looking around and he's scratching his head. And you see the books right on the counter in front of him.
At this point, it's right there.
Oh, thank you, thank you. We have two rooms available. It'll be 5 credits per night.
Okay.
I think.
How many credits do we have? I forget. Oh yeah,
a plenty. I guess we'll just the two rooms. Yeah. For, I guess for one night, maybe two, if you let us kind of extend it if we need to.
Oh, absolutely. We're not really that busy this time of year, for sure. And he hands you keys to the rooms.
Okay.
And then he holds the a little thing out for the credits, dude, for you to swipe your hand on.
And I'll swipe. So that'd be 10 credits then.
Yeah, total 10
Making the lady pay, are you?
Mm-hmm. He says, if you're interested, we do have dinner here at around 6 p.m. Breakfast is served promptly at around whenever the sun comes up. Usually 6 a.m., 5 a.m. around there. Our drinks on the menu are cider, ale, craft wine, and common beer. Our food could be a mix of bagged different things, barbecued chicken, barbecued steak, things like that.
Barbecue something. Got it.
We do have pork, too, so.
Barbecue pork?
Yeah.
Could be good.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, well, thank you for your help. I guess we are tired. We need to go rest, so.
Absolutely.
What time is it right now? Like around?
We'll say it's around noon.
It's around noon. Maybe we should check out the library.
I was going to say, okay, never mind. We'll set our, set our stuff at our room, and then we'll go explore the town.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Any sites you recommend, Sarwin?
Well, I mean, it's not really that big of a town, but if you're interested in seeing a little, the brothel's right down the block. If you're interested in... If you're interested in seeing naked people, there's always the bathhouse.
What about a library? Do you have something like that here?
A library. Do we have a library? Let me ask the GM. Hold on. Yes, we do have a library.
Okay.
GM, he means general manager.
Yeah. it's right down the street to the left. You see that giant building over there with the clock on it?
Yes.
That's the library.
Okay. Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Clock. But anyway,
clock?
I'm just rolling. All right. Anybody want to ask him anything? With that resounding response, I guess we're on our way.
Nope. Let's go to the library.
So you guys put your stuff in the room that is your rooms, and then head to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't put anything in. I always keep everything on me. But everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't have nothing to leave behind.
It's like, yep, this is our room, and then we open the door. Library.
It's there.
You walk into the library. It's a large library, considering, and there's a man standing in there looking through some books. He turns around. He has a frown on his face, and he has a deep scar across his cheek. He says, yes, my name is Mallory. How may I help you today?
Mallory. Quinn Mallory?
I've never heard of him before. This is not Sliders, young man. No, that's the name they put in the library, Mallory.
Okay. Hi. Hello, Mallory. I'm just curious if you have any books on ley lines.
No, there's no books on ley lines, but I know a lot about ley lines, so I could probably help you out.
What about books on this place? Hold on. The Tomb of the Nameless Fire.
We don't talk about that in this town. How dare you?
Well, it's to the west of here, towards the mountains, there's a tomb that's not really been explored much by people because everybody's scared of the myths that are around it. They're supposedly haunted and ghosts and stuff like that there. But a few adventurers have gone there, and they have not come back.
Ooh, dangerous. That sounds fun.
I think we could handle it.
Sounds like a place we would go.
Mm-hmm. Some people have, I guess, and no one has come back, but by all means.
Danger is our middle names.
That's Danger is most of our middle names.
It's a lot of middle
all
names.
All six of us.
Yeah.
Would you guys relate to something?
The middle names.
So, ley lines. Do you know anything about activating ley lines, triggering ley lines, making them take you somewhere else?
Well, not much of a magic person, and he looks around.
Oh, no. Me neither.
Magic. Ew.
Yeah. But, what do you want to know about them exactly? I mean, they're magical energy that, forms together, and, when it collides, then normally it disperses into this magical portal, supposedly.
Did you learn about that from a book?
So, supposedly, hypothetically, if someone were caught in one of these portals, how would they go about getting home?
Well, I mean, you would walk through it, I guess? I don't know. I've never actually seen a portal.
Oh, well, yeah, me neither.
Very curious that you're asking so many questions about this, though.
Yeah. What's up with that?
You really just asked him, like,
But you know exactly what's up with that, motherfucker.
That's our Jacob.
That is awfully weird that you're asking about ley lines.
I just happen to have run across some interesting phenomena in my time here on this planet.
It's fine. Yeah.
We leave that into the show.
I was paused.
I'd be lazy enough. I'd leave it in.
I pause and I unpause, and this is all in the show. So fuck you all.
Yay! Let's make Vince edit as much as we can.
Not editing a single thing once I hit unpause. So,
all right.
Make fun of Corey all you want.
We always do.
Non-stop.
Editing's for chumps.
So yeah. So yeah. I would just ley lines and stuff. That's all.
So why do you want to know so much about ley lines? And he's looking around all nervous. And you see a guy across the library who's kind of looking at you guys when he's saying that.
Oh, it was a curiosity. It's my major. I'm in college.
Oh, gosh.
All right. They have clocks. They might have colleges.
They're like, what's a college?
University
that
of Harvard.
That might be an actual thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll percentage for that. Because I didn't consider colleges. I'll just do a 50-50 roll.
Do my thesis, man. It's on ley lines. I know they banned magic, but I can still, you know, talk about it.
24. That means he understands what a college is. He's like, oh, young man, that's wonderful. You're a higher education. Perfect.
Yes.
But you're researching a legal topic.
That's right.
They banned magic. They didn't necessarily ban all discussion of magic. I mean.
Well. And also,
are you supposed to know magic is evil if they ban all discussion?
Yeah, right. If they don't let you talk about it, how do you know it's
if
evil?
If Lee looks around, is that guy that was staring at us, is he running out the door? Like, witches! Well,
and not just that, but knowing about ley lines that are like a source of magic, it would be good for us to know more about them.
We're working to shut down ley lines.
We're going to shut them all down.
To
We're
answer
stop
your
big ley line.
What your college thesis is about, shutting down ley lines.
To answer your question, Jeff, no, the guy had put the book down. You see him walking out the door. He's not running.
Get him.
He's just walking.
Tackle him,
guys.
You're tackling the guy?
No.
Oh. Okay. I like how he's asked the question and he's going right around and tackles the guy. That's not psychotic behavior at all.
I'm sorry. You look like somebody I knew. My bad.
Just tackle him. What do you know about ley lines? Tell me.
What's the lines?
Is there anybody else in the library?
Not that you see, but are you asking the guy?
Yeah.
There's a few patrons here and there, yeah.
Is Why? This a popular place?
Oh, yes. We're the best library in this area. We're the only library in this area.
I was going to say the only library in a
still
small
the
town.
Best. Yeah. Still the best.
We're still the best.
It's just kind of surprising that there's so many people here. Most towns, everybody hangs out at the inn.
Or the brothel.
Hey, Saren,
or the brothel. Or the bathhouse.
I think that guy who just left us was watching us. You might want to keep an eye on him.
How? He just really left.
Done anything suspicious. It'd be more suspicious if we went after him.
I mean, you guys are in the middle of a conversation with this guy, and you're like, hey, Saren, I think that guy, you might want to go follow that guy. He was watching us. The librarian's like,
I was whispering. I wasn't saying it out loud. I was like, hey, Saren, check that dude out.
And this is why every time we go to the people there just fucking hate us.
See, this is why I said we should just avoid and just
avoid
anyway,
Jeff.
Just avoid everybody. All right. Well, thank you for your help, innkeeper. Are there any
innkeeper? I'm sorry.
I mean, sorry, library keeper. I didn't get much sleep.
So where? So the section that guy was at, is it labeled what area it was? Like, was he looking at not the nonfiction section?
Yeah, he was looking at the mystery section.
The mystery section?
Yeah.
He's into mysteries.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you mind if we just kind of browse around, see if there's anything we'd like?
Absolutely. If you need to take something out and borrow it for an evening, let me know, and we can set you up with that. I'll just be here behind the counter playing my flute. You see, he takes out a flute. He's like,
it's kind of
this is a library. Aren't you supposed to be quiet in a library?
I've never heard that before.
Does he have one leg?
No. No, he has two legs.
Okay.
That's about right.
So it's not Jethro Tull.
It's not Jethro Tull. What are you looking for in the library there, Corey?
I'm actually just going to look around the library, see what everybody else is looking at. The people.
Rick, you really want to die, don't you, huh?
He really does.
What did I do?
Nothing. Do you see a couple people just looking at books? Some people writing some notes. They don't even mind you when you come by them. Unless you're going to start talking to them.
Nah, talking to them sounds like it'll cause more problems than it'll solve.
Is there any books about like the history of the town?
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah. What exactly are you looking for, wise history wise?
We just need a detailed history of the entire town, Vince, for the last 50 years. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What kind of GM are you?
Oh, I mean, you know.
Like, when was the town established, and who established it, and why was it established? I want
the entire lineage of the current mayor, or the entire council, if it's council-based.
Any important events that happened in the town since its establishment, perhaps anything about deities?
They're looking for a book on the gentry of the town.
If that's what it's called, sure.
Sure.
How about newspaper archives or something like that?
Actually, yeah. Have they killed any witches or anything recently or anything like that?
No, and they any, haven't killed any witches. But yeah, and any your cultural fucking history.
Festivals from the town? Here's your fucking history.
I just went to the AI generator and generated 50 years of history for you.
It was established in 1970s. Yep. Wow.
There you go. Yay. There's your history, asshole.
Who needs your imagination? Jeez.
No, you do find a long list of them. That was a good one, but of burning magical people like witches and things like that.
Yes, that's what I was looking for. Who they kill, how often they kill, who does the killing.
Maybe anyone of note as well, because there's got to be like one or two big bad witches. Like, yeah, we totally burned this bitch.
You see that they haven't done that in about 20 years at this point.
Oh, good. They don't kill people randomly.
No, they said that the new mayor that has come along has changed a bunch of things. His name is Advocate.
Wait, Advocate?
Mm-hmm.
So he's an advocate?
No, his name is Advocate.
His name is
Advocate. So he's not an advocate, but he is Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he might be an advocate of some things, but you know.
Okay. That's cool. Sounds like his parents were lawyers.
Hmm. His parents were named attorney.
Defendant.
Yep. Prosecutor.
All right. All right. Yeah, so maybe we should speak to the mayor.
Okay.
Sure. Maybe we can ask him about like the witch doctor that lives here too.
Yeah, it is really suspicious they have this whole witch doctor thing going on.
Seems a little unusual.
I mean, maybe it's just a title.
Could be.
Well, you want to see the mayor or the witch doctor?
Mayor.
Yeah, do the mayor.
See the mayor about the witch doctor.
Check him out.
I mean,
you don't want to go to the post office and check out that wonderful system that's there?
Lord, he's going to go take a nap.
I mean, as entertaining as that is.
All right, Lord, he goes back to the inn to take a nap.
Okay.
Have fun.
Are we splitting up?
Well, Jeff's going to sleep, so.
Let's split into at least six different groups. That way the GM can better manage it.
All right. Lorley is taking a nap. Now let's all go to the cavern.
Let's go.
I was going to go to the bathhouse because I like to bathe.
Saren is stinky, right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Which is the equivalent of like smelling like roses to the rest of you, but you got that
elf stank, which is, yeah, it's like mowed grass or something.
Elves don't stink.
Because we bathe, unlike humans.
Damn. Well,
I mean, true.
Rick is an humans elf.
Bathe.
I'm an elf, yeah.
Astrid, I mean, doesn't.
Okay. So.
Well, Steven, you have two choices. You have the bathhouse, or you have the steam and bathhouse.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Now, keep in mind.
Steam is always good. Especially if you've been on the road.
Steam.
I have the monies, so.
Steam?
Oh, does it cost money?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Who are you asking? The librarian?
Lady Astra, give me your hand. I'll just chop it off and take the crystal.
No.
You're just fine, I'll wait. Since we only have the one credit chip.
But I'm dirty and I don't like it.
We can have a big onsen episode. It's fine.
Yeah. All right, let's go talk to the mayor. We're wasting time.
Aw.
Yeah.
What a bathing episode.
Who doesn't?
I mean...
I don't like that.
Anyway, so you head to the mayor's house.
Moving on. We go to the mayor's house.
And
so we're just what, at his house?
Yeah, you're at his house.
Okay.
Wow.
You walk right in, and because it's more of an office than a house, and you see the mayor actually sitting behind his desk. There's no secretary or anything.
Wow, down-to-earth mayor. That's right.
Yes, like, I am a down-to-earth mayor. I am here for my constituents.
Are you sweeping?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on now.
Are you opening a Walmart bag or something?
I was gonna say it sounds like he's got a whole bunch of bags and he's kind of shaking them up or something.
It really does.
You cool, Rick?
Rick is like full of noises this week. The mayor's
damn,
like,
"Damn, my mic is sensitive." Julie just dropped off a bag in my room.
That is a very sensitive mic.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think he's on his laptop mic, not his headset mic. That might be why. Mm. But anyway,
no, I'm on my headset.
Okay, it's fine. We're not going to worry about that right now. Anyway.
Okay.
No, let's talk about his mic a little bit more. Discussing this. It's important. Nah,
so the mayor's like, how can I help you, my wonderful people of this town?
Well, we're not from this town.
Get out.
Get out.
So you don't, even if we're considering moving to this town?
Oh, absolutely. Have a seat. Have a seat. Can I interest you in these homes for under $100,000 each?
That's very pricey for a crappy small town.
How dare you call my town a very small, crappy town?
You know what? I don't want you moving in now.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, get out. Listen to your friend.
Wait, why is my friend who's asleep back at the inn telling things here?
I don't know. This episode went off the rails.
I'm going back to bed. See you guys.
Yeah.
Mayor, we are adventurers. Do you have a bounty board, perhaps, that we could help you with?
I mean, no, because we don't really have that much crime that we need bounties in this town, but,
Or creatures that might, you know, wolves that come attack the livestock, that sort of thing.
Yes, all those wolves.
Well, you know, we occasionally fight, you know, old gods and stuff, too, but that's not really...
Witch doctors.
Yeah.
We like witch doctors. There's nothing wrong with witch doctors. We have one in town.
What about the law that bans all magic, and you still have a witch doctor?
Yeah, we don't pay attention to that law.
Wow, and there's no one around to, like, actually enforce it here?
I mean, it's a witch doctor. They just take care of, like, medicine and things like that. It's no big deal.
Okay. Because the librarian seemed a little unpleasant talking about Layla.
Oh, Mallory, well, he's a weirdo. You just ignore him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he does work at a library, so...
Pretty much.
Okay. You know
how most people are.
Man, we are very judgmental in this group.
It's the hate that brings us together.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's no bounties. Is any jobs open? Just curious if we could make some spare cash while we're passing through.
Well, yeah, there is a cleanup crew here in town that, like, we have people go through the town to pick up trash and things like that, and that'd be like 100 credits per day per person.
That's not terrible, actually.
I don't think the inn seemed like he probably needed some help too. Sorry.
You may want to check with him. Yes, he definitely needs some help in his inn.
All right. Well, what about the hidden tomb that's in the west of the town there?
Any jobs there?
There's no jobs that I know of in the hidden tomb, but you may want to ask the occupants of the tomb.
What about it? Have you heard anything about it?
Well, yes. We actually have a guided tour that goes to the tomb if you'd like to go with the guided tour.
Sign us up.
No one uses it, though, because the tomb is so fucking scary.
We'll take
the
diamonds package, man. Give us all.
No, most people have tried to go to the tomb and don't come back. So I don't suggest going there if you're, you know, definitely on a vacation or something. You know, stay away from there.
And okay, no one's made it back, like, at all.
No, in fact, we have this board over here of many people's names who signed up to go to the tomb and come back and win the 1 million credit prize, and they've never come back.
That's a lot of people.
And he shows you a long list of names.
1 million credit
credit?
Did you just say prize? Huge prize?
Yes, he did.
So how do you know if we went to the tomb or not? Like, we could have just walked out of town for a day, come back, be like, "Yep, we made it to the tomb."
Well, good question, young lady. And he pats you on the shoulder. He says, "You're a smart one." Sarah's just like, "What?"
I feel gave you the very bitch face. Right, yeah, now.
That definitely was a stink eye face going on there. He's like, "Well, the tomb actually holds a cipher in there. We know well about that. And if you bring back that cipher and show us, you will get the 1 million credits."
We get to keep the cipher?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, who cares? It's just a cipher.
Yeah,
no one knows what it's cool. for, so.
It's just old junk.
Yeah, I know. Nobody knows what it's for. It's just old junk. Yeah, but it might be worth something to us. So, yeah.
What do you know what the cipher looks like? So
what
we know
is it worth to
so
you?
We don't bring back like a rock
and be
like,
we have a general idea of what it looks like. It's a round circle with a blue diamond type thing in the middle. It has some carvings in it and writing. We're not sure what it even says, but
gotcha.
We have some old books that show pictures of it, and he shows you a book.
Sign us up.
Sounds good. And what name should I put on the board?
My name. So, because the credits will go to me.
Actually, yeah, put Lady Astrid up there. She's the leader of our little group.
All right. Yeah. Lady Astrid and the gays?
And the Heartbreakers.
The Heartbreakers.
Yeah, why not?
Lady Astrid and the Heartbreakers. Got it.
We're a traveling, adventuring, minstrel group, so, you know.
Hey, I'm not
I
one to
play
judge.
I can't play an instrument.
Yeah, we'll sign up. We'll make the money. We'll get all the hotties or whatever. It's fine. Hey, we got a job, guys. Thank you for all your help, Mayor, unless somebody else wants to ask the mayor anything.
No.
He was like, no.
That round of indifference means no. So, yeah. So, well, thank you for all your time, Mayor. We will be in touch as we bring you the cipher.
All right. So, what are you guys going to do? You going to head out now?
Well, we got to sleep because apparently we were traveling for a long time and we need to rest. So, I figured we'd stay overnight and head out in the morning.
We did travel a while. Is there a reason we need to go to... Well, which doctor is mainly going to be for healing and stuff? So, I think we're all healed. Unless we want to see if she has any potions or something we can get.
Oh, yeah, healing potions. Definitely
she
need
might
healing
have some
potions.
She might have some for... We could ask if she has anything for sale.
Not to sound odd, but wouldn't a healing potion be magical?
Yeah, it would.
And
it would.
Yeah,
but this town is totally cool
herbal.
With it.
This town
I mean,
is not cool with it. You saw the reaction of the librarian.
If we get caught, we just chug it and we'll be fine. They can't catch us.
Yeah, that's how it works.
We just ingest it all before the cops.
That sounds more like a black market item. Maybe the witch doctor might have that, but...
All right, well...
All right, if y'all don't want to, then I won't worry about it.
I mean...
I think I actually still have my super-duper potion from
We are good. We can stand in this town and never visit the witch doctor ever.
Yep. Even if they might have all of the answers.
If it's non-critical NPC, we don't need them. We don't need them.
So everybody goes to sleep.
Go tavern. In front of the mayor.
Well, I mean, Thorin wanted to.
You weren't supposed to sleep here, folks.
All right, I guess we'll all go back to the inn. Something else y'all want to do.
I mean,
I was gonna take a bath, but
yeah, he's gonna take a bath,
bathing.
I'm just gonna get a feel for the town, I guess, see what the people are like.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna chill, I guess. So when no one's looking,
lavender bath salts.
I'll give a
shopping episode.
I'll oh, pass shit. Off.
I forgot to ask while the mayor was here. Oh well.
Oh, I mean, you can
have
still
we left
back.
Yet, mayor? We haven't left yet, mayor. Before I go, real fast, are there any inquisitors in town?
No, we don't. We don't invite inquisitors into this town.
I know you don't invite them, but I'm sure they show up uninvited a bunch.
Yes, and we usually escort them around until they leave.
They're like mystery shoppers.
Got it. Thank you for all your help.
Mystery Inquisitor.
They're hiding in the background.
With a little glowing compass. Like,
Nobody expects the Inquisitor's wig.
You just see, as you leave, there's a group of like people on the hill far away just watching you from a spyglass.
They got a little notepad and notes, and they're writing it down.
So
as you're noticing, they start pointing out birds.
All right, I'm gonna pass my gem to Saren, so he can use it to have a nice bath.
So Sarah's passing a gem. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. I'll put it in my glove.
Better than passing a stone.
True.
And then
that
I'm
is
just,
very true.
And I'm just gonna just chill in the inn. Yeah, I'll just chill in the inn.
So we got two it's party members sleeping. Jacob, what are you doing?
I did want to just see if the witch doctor had any health potions and stuff like that.
Jake is going to the witch doctor. Rick, what are you doing?
I want to take a bath, but I need to go to the witch doctor too.
So you're going to the witch doctor with Lucian.
Why don't
you
do that first, and then you can go take a bath.
And Saren's going to go take a bath. Are you going to the steam house or the regular bathhouse?
Steam house.
Oh
steamy,
shit!
Huh?
Yeah,
is that the name of the brothel? By the way,
you need to make sure you keep your hand. You gotta make sure bandage up your hand so it's injured. So you can keep the gem on you. Because if they see your naked hand, they're gonna be very offended and gonna have questions.
No, I'm also gonna keep my sword near me.
When you're naked in the bath.
Yep.
That's the answer to many questions.
Don't most people bathe with their sword?
And problems,
you know,
not unsheathed.
Go on.
I was waiting for something.
Yep, I was too.
Just ignore it. It's not a thing.
All right, so I'm going to start with the witch doctor because that's probably going to take the longest. So, witch doctor, go ahead. You head over to the witch doctor, the two of you, and you see it's a woman. Her name is Florentine. She introduces herself. She's got like really wacky hair with feathers and like beads and braids in it. Think of like a new age shop. That's what it looks like.
Okay. Crystals everywhere.
Yeah, crystals everywhere.
It smells like incense.
Smells like somebody was smoking pot probably too.
Fuck yeah.
That's my place.
Okay, it's Jacob's place. How can I... Let's get the Miss Cleo voice. How can I help you now?
Oh, Lord. Just looking for some health potions if you have any.
Yes, I do. I have plenty of health potions. I'm not going to continue with the voice because it's stupid.
Yeah, thank you. Come on.
Thank you.
She's like, yes, I have some health. I have some health potions for you, darling. Come on now.
Liar. You said you weren't going to do it.
You're turning into like a female Dracula now.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Let me smoke your pot.
I have a very good potion for you right here. There, your female Dracula for you. No, she said, yeah, I have some healing potions for you. It's about 15 credits a piece. They're really good potions, though. I promise you that.
All right. Well, let's get a couple.
All right. That'll be 30 credits.
Wait.
Yay!
He ran away!
He just bowed. He's like, oh, yeah.
That was like a real life bounce going on there.
Like, oh, I left my gem on my other hand. Damn.
Well, she looks for you to pay, Rick, and what is your answer for that one? Rick?
I think he just left.
I'm broke. I don't have I'm broke. I don't have any credits. I was just interested in I do some herbalism and some other things, and I was interested in your healing techniques and et cetera.
Oh, you're a healer. Okay, I see. Yes, I like to mix these bunch of herbs together, and it's basically whatever you normally do and nothing new for you.
Okay, so it's like legit, not like.
Oh, yeah, it's legit. It's not bullshit. No, no, no.
Legit. It's not bullshit.
Lord Lee's just robbing the witch doctor.
Lord Lee's taking a nap. That's why I didn't say anything.
Asterisk just snoring, just sawing logs.
All right, so I'll head over to the.
So you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask her what she she knows anything about the tomb. We're thinking about heading out that way, trying to find the cipher.
Well, she says the tomb is very dangerous, and why don't you take this? And she hands you like this little metal necklace. She says, "This is the light of the god. It's no particular god in like." Name wise, just the light of the gods. She's one of those that kind of worships the gods.
Oh, okay.
This
I thought it would be a piece of quartz.
This would be very handy for you. I mean, it just looks like a piece of metal to you, like a nothing else. So,
well, thank you, Annette. When we come back, we'll share some information and. Probably be spending a bunch of those credits.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful and safe trip to death.
Wait, what?
Nothing. You weren't there.
Well, thank you.
All right. I'll head over to the...
the metal just makes you die quicker.
The bathhouse with Steven and his adventures in the bathhouse.
I literally just... get a little room to myself and start putting water on the hot rocks and I'm good.
Watering the hot rocks.
Is that what you're calling them, Steven? Hot rocks?
Water to hot rocks.
I don't know what they're actually called, but that's what you do. You just get the water and you pour it on the thing and they create the steam.
Yes, they give you a private room and you put the water on the rocks. You get the steam room. They give you your own little shower area and you clean up. When you're done, the guy says to you, he says, all right, just, leave all the, stuff here and I'll clean up for you and you have a great day. That'll be 15 credits.
I swipe my credit chip or credit gem.
It works. And he says, all right, sir, have a wonderful day.
Denied.
Oh, it says credit card decline. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sorry. I have to destroy the card, sir, if you'll let me pop that out of your hand there.
30 minutes later, you find Saren. He's having to mop all the floors because he couldn't pay. No. Okay, that was it.
All right, so
my character likes to be clean.
You head back to the tavern to have a nice nap or sleep after being nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
So you're back at the inn, everybody, or the tavern, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. You're all going to go to sleep now?
Yeah.
We sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleepy time.
Standard sleep on top of my blanket.
So eepy.
So sleepy.
Okay. You've been listening to the Palladium Megaverse Podcast. This podcast is Palladium Fantasy 1E. The Megaverse is copyrighted and trademarked by PalladiumBooks.com. For more information on their products, please go to their website. If you'd like to help support this website, please go to RollHigherDie.com. Thank you.